那我们在应用动词 hunt 的时候，要把握住几个表达方式的不同。First, ran after. Ran after. 那么这个动词短语侧重强调追赶、追求。Look, a dog is running after a cat. Look, a dog is running after a cat. 瞧，有只狗正在追赶那只猫。What are you running after in your life? What are you running after in your life? 你在你的生活、生命当中在追求什么呢？那么同时我们要求大家掌握住的重点动词 seek, S-E-E-K。 那么和 run after 相比，它相当于 run after 的第二个含义，追求，但是它所表达的语义比 run after 更加强烈。我们往往译作为追寻，追寻梦想，追寻理想，追寻理想的境界。那么这个时候它最好的同义词pursue, P-U-R-S-U-E, 可以说 seek 和 pursue 都是相当美的词汇，比较正式。那么建议大家在以后的书面表达方式当中多用一用 pursue。 再者，我们还要掌握住如何运用 chase 追赶 C-H-A-S-E, 他们正在追赶一个贼， They are chasing a thief, and say they are running after thief。所以根据我所表达的含义，大家已经清楚应该如何运用 run after, seek, pursue, and chase。 而 hunt 则是追猎、捕捉。 The experts from London Zoo began to hunt for the puma。 那么伦敦动物园的专家们开始猎捕这头美洲狮了。那我们在运用到名词的时候，Hunt 也常和介词 for 搭配。 The hunt for the puma proved difficult. 猎捕美洲狮的这次行动证实是很困难的。所以同学们发现，我们这里的 hunt 表示猎捕、追猎某一个坏蛋啊，或者是某种动物啊。而如果我们表达中心的概念，搜寻某处，为了寻找到某人或某物， search。所以这两个词的用法是极其接近的， S-E-A-R-C-H。 警察们在搜寻森林找那失踪的孩子， The police were searching the forest for the missing boy, and the search for that boy proved difficult. Okay, so much for this word. The next, cornercorner is a noun, we have learned it.、那么 corner 是一个名词，我们已经学到过，角落。At the corner of the street, 在街角处。In the corner of the room, 在屋角里。On the corner of the desk, 在书桌的角落上。But in our text, the word corner is a transitive word. It means to force somebody or something into a difficult or dangerous position, 把某人或某物逼入绝境，使走投无路，陷入困境。所以我们在应用的时候经常运用被动语态。 For example, the thief was cornered at last. 这个贼终于被逼得走投无路了。同时我们还常用引申含义， The problem cornered me.这个问题把我难倒了。 OK, next, trail, 一串一系列，这是其名词的语义。 For example, a trail of blood, 一串串血痕。那么它还是一个及物动词， trail means follow. Now translate my sentence. The police trail the criminal to the place where he was hiding. The police trailed the criminal to the place where he was hiding. 警察们跟踪痕迹，寻找那个罪犯，来到了他藏身之处。 OK, next important word, clean. 过去式过去分词 clung. This is an interesting word. It means hold tightly. 这是一个不及物动词，那么它的概念表示粘住怀有。 For example, She is always clinging to her mother. She is always clinging to her mother. 她总是缠着她的妈妈。那么表示抱有怀有的时候，我们常强调梦想希望。 He clung to the hope that he would succeed. He clung to the hope that he would succeed. 他一直怀有成功的希望。那么同学要注意， cling 和动词 stick 区别在哪儿呢？ stick S-T-I-C-K 它所表达的概念表示粘住这个信封， stick the envelope。 如果和介词 to 搭配的话， stick to 那么表示坚持， stick to the plan 坚持这个计划， stick to one's promise 坚持自己的诺言。它的形容词形式 sticky 粘的，黏糊糊的手指 sticky fingers。Now, next important word, I should say, you must be quite sure how to use the word convince. Convince, 全词word, 及物动词, cause somebody to believe or feel certain. 那么我们在应用这个动词的时候，主要是用于两个结构。Convince somebody of something, 使某人相信某事。I convinced him of my honesty.我使他相信我的诚实。第二点主要是和宾语从句 that 搭配连用。那么如果我们强调这样的一个语句结构，动物园的专家们相信了这个动物就是一美洲狮，我们没有提到使谁相信，只是强调相信了，所以没有宾语的情况下要采用主系表结构。That is a be convinced. So the experts from the zoo were convinced that the animal was a puma. 我相信她是一个诚实的姑娘。I'm convinced that she is an honest girl. So be convinced. Okay, next. Somehow. Somehow means by some means, in some way.For some reason unknown. 所以 somehow 这个副词的基本含义，不知怎么搞的，不知什么原因。 I'll get the book back somehow. 无论如何我要把这本书取回来。 I got lost somehow. 不知怎么搞的，我竟然迷失了。同学要注意 somehow 基本含义，无论如何，不知怎么搞的。 We must tell the difference between somehow and somewhat. 一定要注意辨析 somewhat 和 somehow. Somewhat means a little. For instance, the price is somewhat higher than I expected. The price is somewhat higher than I expected. 这个价格比我所预料的要高一点。 OK, next, disturb, 令人不安。 This is a transitive verb. It means cause a person to be anxious, to be worried, to be upset. You disturbed me, 你让我很不安。那么这个及物动词的形容词形式注意有两个， disturbing, 令人不安的， disturbed你要注意，你同学们发现我们这个发音 disturb 加 ed disturbed 感到不安的。那么这类实义性的及物动词的两种形容词的变化是很有规律的。大家最熟悉的 surprise 吃惊呀，令人吃惊的 surprising， 感到吃惊的 surprised， 使人激动 excite， 令人激动的 exciting，感到激动的 excited。
much for vocabulary. Now let's get down to study the text.
A tumor at large. Now, I think you must learn how to use at large. 首先我觉得大家应该熟练地把握如何运用 at large。这个小小的介词短语有三个语义。首先它表示逃遁的，没有被控制的。For example, the thief is still at large. 那贼依旧逍遥法外。第二 at large 的含义详细的 means in detail。Detail, D-E-T-A-I-L。我需要详细的跟你谈一谈。I need to talk to you at large. 第三点 at large 的含义总体来讲 as a whole. The students at large are hungry for English. The students at large are hungry for English. 学生们都渴望学好英语。The appearer at large, 逃遁的依旧逍遥的美洲狮。In our text, the first paragraph is very important. 那么在我们这篇课文当中，第一自然段是最重要的。Because in the first paragraph, the writer illustrates what has happened, how and why. 因为在第一自然段当中，作者综述了发生了什么事情，怎么样，为什么。那么中英文的写作方式，同学们要注意，在英文的表达方式当中，我们先呈现给读者的是结果。那我们在写议论文的时候，要注意把握你的观点，你的 topic 是什么。所以这个写作风格和我们中文是完全不同的。 OK, now let's study the wonderful key structures in lesson one. Pumas are large cat-like animal which are found in America. According to this sentence, we knowPumas are found in America. 根据这个语句，首先我们要把握住美洲狮是产于美洲的。 And pumas are large cat-like animals. 那美洲狮是一种体态很大猫一般的动物。句子的主干 Pumas are large cat-like animals. 而 which所引导的定语从句用来修饰说明 animals, 所以能够通过这种表达方式复合句给读者展现出你想表达的内容。英文擅长使用长句，特别是书面语言，而我们中文比较善于使用短句。